Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at what motivates the bad guys and how looking at that motivation may lead to some insights in how we can build a security strategy. I'm a big fan of the Skeptoid podcast, right? Skeptoid by Brian Dunning. And every week they cover a different aspect of our culture, our beliefs, whatnot, and look at it from a skeptical eye. Now, you may have heard the story very, very recently about the Paris wildlife refugee. It was a terrible story. Poachers broke in right outside of Paris and killed a white rhinoceros, a beautiful white rhinoceros, 4 years old, named Vince, and stole his horn. And this was the topic of this week's Skeptoid. And what I didn't realize, you know, you hear that, why would you break into a wildlife refugee? Why would you break into something like in Europe? You'd think that'd be like, you know, third world country or something. What would motivate that? What I didn't realize was these horns, these rhinoceroses, go for quite a lot of money. The average one weighs like 4.5 kilograms, and that works out to about $250,000 US. So it's basically $250,000 US sitting behind a fence. So of course, there's a huge motivation to steal it. And when you think about it that way, it makes a lot more sense. Didn't make a lot of sense. It seemed very tragic when I first heard it. But when I think about that motivation, it brings up a new insight. So the tip for you is to think about your environment that way, right? What would be the financial gain for an attacker to breach the wall, right? To climb, to kill the rhinoceros, to get inside your environment. And several ways to do that. One of the ways is, instead of grouping your assets, your infrastructure, by compliance zone or by business activity or any number of things, toss that out and group them by the value of the resale on the black market. So, for example, you know, rhinoceros horns goes for $250,000. Credit cards go for $10 a card. Health records go for $30. You know, full PHI records go for 60. What's it worth on the edge for a denial of service attack? It was just general infrastructure. What would they get if they were to be able to do ransomware on you? And start building a map of your assets based on that dollar value, based on the lures that bring a criminal in. And when you reprioritize based on that, you may find that your controls are not in the right spot, right? Once you have that map of, hey, these guys have lots of controls over here. Those guys, or these guys have lots of PHI. Those guys have lots of PII. These have PCI. Everyone's subject to ransomware. The dollar values, you know, accordingly would look something like this. You may realize that, hey, due to cultural issues, political issues, compliance issues, all the issues, we've got our resources for security not aligned with the draw on the black market for reselling us, right? We've got $250,000 rhinoceros that's being protected by a chainmail fence when it should be protected by a bank vault. Kind of an interesting way to slice and dice and get some insights as to where you should be putting your controls and why. What do you think? Do you think that's a valuable exercise? Do you think that, do we really need to reprioritize assets again? Not again. Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.